When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want everyone to see themselves within my being, so it's because it's like really hard to be like beautiful, have like the best personality ever.
Jesus better have nipple pasties on and a jock strap when we get in there.
Be charismatic, be funny, be talented, be smart.
How am I gonna get there? It'll be pretty easy. Two fine men at my side.
Good to animals and to the elderly.
1 inch of Madeline's tail to this potion I brew.
Be really fun at social events, but also be like a good homebody, like enough to be like a good like housewife in the future.
Booyah! Yes!
And to have a massive ass.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk Nasty.
And this is Talk Nasty to me.
Just a lot of cat fur.
On your mic?
Yeah.
It's because when you're not home, they're making beats. At your desk.
Look at her. She doesn't like it when you clapped.
I know.
Say sorry.
Sorry. And please stop. Just stop yelling at us.
It really makes me sick that we decided to do this way in the tub. Like, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, I have a good side or anything. But I realized today that no one knows that I have a nose piercing now.
You're right. No one's ever seen you. This is how everybody's finding your channel is the podcast. So yeah, that's crazy.
That makes me sick.
Well, you really decided on that side. That's we actually didn't really discuss it. Had we discussed it, I would have been like, oh, I would love that side.
Really?
Well, yeah, because this side has this slant.
You
so
don't
I'm
like
always
that?
Like in like a reclining chair over here, which I guess is how you're supposed to be in the bath, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like that's what this is made for.
Yeah.
But like I'll slide down.
Well, we can't move now because now that'll throw everything off, and then people won't know who's talking.
Well, you know what we can do is we can just reverse the video.
No, it won't work out the same. Clemmy, you want to come? Come on.
You're the producer. You're supposed to like.
Come in.
Come on. She's so vocal.
I know. Something's happening. I might be like really like deathly ill because she's been like extremely affectionate towards me recently.
You're gonna die soon.
That's what I'm thinking. Mm. Because Clementine was really around my mom when she had cancer. We knew she had cancer, so it wasn't like a shock to us. But like cats know when you're sick, so she used to like curl up next to her like little bald head and stuff. And so anyway, Clementine, if there's anything that I need to know.
This is what she's doing. Oh,
so
she's laying
cute.
In my lap, live on camera. But she did it underneath
this
wooden board
so
no one would see.
Oh my god, she's such a cutie.
She's funny.
Oh my god.
Good thing I'm in a comfortable position. People have been commenting how what we do with our legs.
I know, I saw that too.
Yeah, and
I
was like, don't worry, I will give answers in the next episode.
I kind of wanted to like keep it mysterious and secretive.
Oh, I wrote down that we Marie Kondo our legs. We fold them in half and we put them away and say thank you.
And say thank you for your purpose have served me and
until next time,
right?
And then we close the drawer and then we just kind of like get in the tub.
I had a meeting with someone like high up and important, not to brag or anything.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
My god, who?
Well, I don't want to jinx it, you know me, I can't say my manifestations
so true,
out loud.
So true.
But he was like, yeah, like, it's just so funny that, like, you and your friend are just in this, like, confined space together.
Yeah, this is actually how we always are.
Yeah.
Like I said last episode, I've never been in another room of this home.
No.
Because I'm not allowed on the furniture. Mm-hmm. I'm only allowed in the bathtub. Clementine's so cute for being here right now.
You know what?
I'm
a
so
lot of
sorry.
People have been asking about my lip combo that I've been... You fucked up.
I know. I did something wrong.
A lot of people have been asking about my lip combo that I've been wearing. And I don't know how else to tell people that it's not, like, anything specific. It's just that it's the residue that's on the inside of my water bottle.
Keeping your lips moist.
You can see that from here. You can see that.
Yeah.
It's, like, inches
how
of, like...
How often do you clean that?
You don't want to know. But this is all just lip balm. Like, I'm telling you, it's all literally...
It's tinted.
Yeah, it's tinted. I'm not putting that on my lips, but...
you literally actively just drank out of that, so...
Yeah, but seeing it in my hand, that's really vile.
That's different, yeah.
But, Yeah, it's just like various lip glosses and there's a tint to it. I do clean it. Maybe not as often as someone should, but like...
I never clean my water bottles.
It keeps people from drinking from my water bottle.
Yeah, that, and also like it is good for my immune system to be consuming.
Yeah, my immune system's great.
A lot of weird bacteria in there. Yeah.
There's a few things that help my immune system. Veganism, taking zinc mm-hmm. and vitamin C, not cleaning out my Awala water bottle, not cleaning the mold out of my shower.
But don't worry, like you have eucalyptus now.
That's healing.
So, yeah, that like totally cancels out everything happening in the grout of this wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, why would I like put... We talked about this. Why would I invest new grout?
You're renting.
Right.
Yeah.
But will I repaint the walls and like... Maybe. And spruce things up? Yes.
Will I cut a little tiny hole in my wall and like figure out what color it was? Yeah.
I cut out a tiny little hole in my wall because I wanted to repaint the walls. Because I put holes in them and there are scuffs and there's different things. And so I try to like paint match the color of the walls because it's not white. It's not pure white. It's like a gray. And so I went to Home Depot with like a small, like little swatch. I don't remember where I peeled off that large chunk, if I'm going to be honest.
I remember. You showed it in your video.
No. The first time.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I took like a one inch by one inch chunk into Home Depot. They said it was too small, but that they could do it anyway for me. And I purchased.
Like, oh, it's too small, but we'll make an exception.
It was too matte. And so the paint just, it looked fucked up. But and I didn't check because I painted all the little swatches all over my house. This was the first time. Oh. And then the second time, well, so my house like looked stupid because you would walk through and you're like, why are there random little matte splotches everywhere. Yeah. I'm the only person who noticed.
I never noticed.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even once.
And the second time was I took a knife and I cut out a hole in my wall in my closet. This time, like
construction work,
like a 2 inch by 2 inch.
You overcompensated.
I did, and I got the right thing this time. Okay. I think I got eggshell, and it was perfect. And it was good, and so I. There's nothing more to the story, but like I brought it in a tiny like little pouch to give it.
Did you use the sound on TikTok? Like, fuck it, I am in love with me, Jacob.
No, it was before.
Oh, you should. You should redo it.
The little bow. I know. I was thinking about putting a bow on them. It's not true to life,
but
right.
But you have like other content that's backed up that like wouldn't be true to life yet. Like still, like
that's true.
Like all your whatever the European stuff. It's like you're not even there.
Still, I still have to do that.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Rats. Oh, speaking of rats.
I was going to say, they're crawling through the little holes that you make in the walls.
I have nightmares every night. That's like nothing new. I have like horrific, very, very real feeling nightmares. So real to the point that when I wake up in the morning, I cannot distinguish what is real and what is fake. So much so that my therapist had to make a script with me where I had to be like, my name is Nicole Raffi.
A grounding script, like legitimately.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Eventually your dreams are gonna start adopting that.
I know. I think she's smart enough, my alter. She's smart enough to fucking do that.
The girl
within me when I'm sleeping. She would she's evil.
She's really diabolical.
And I have to be like, this is my address. I am 24 years old.
Wow.
It is, and then I have to like say the date and everything, and that doesn't work entirely. The only thing that like truly makes me feel like grounded, like truly like grounded, is like reading a hate comment online. Then I'm like,
then
oh,
you're
my
like,
God.
Oh, I'm back.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm present. I am.
It's like flick me and or like pinch me. I must
flick
be dreaming.
Me. Flick me. Flick my bean. I must be dreaming.
Did you know that bean sculpture in Chicago, the one that's like a mirror?
Yeah, they based it off of mine.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Yours is huge.
I know.
And shiny.
That's why Adam got me a
you
little.
You need to stop eating your highlighter.
I just stopped eating.
Oh, okay.
That's why Adam got me a little Tiffany & Co. The bean necklace.
He did?
Yeah.
That's
because
so
he was
sweet.
Like, congratulations on getting your clitoris to be made into a statue in Chicago. This is big. This is really big.
Wow.
And it's big.
It's huge.
It's huge.
He said, I always knew you were meant for greatness. But he was talking to your clitoris.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, just like as a little girl, like we would talk about like our dreams and stuff, like what do you want to be when you grow up? And
I
like
be a model.
I want to be a ballerina. Yeah. I want to be a vet. I just never thought that like I would be like represented in the best way possible.
Well, you got exactly what you asked for. Didn't you say like I want my massive clitoris to be on display for all of Chicago to see?
And yeah.
it happened.
And I said, but I need it to be shiny. I said, you need to put...
I want it to be really introspective. Like, I want people to look at it and be like, oh, we are all within my being.
Yes, I want everyone to see themselves within my being. It's like a genie bottle. You rub it 3 times and you get 3 wishes.
Yeah.
But you have to rub the bean in Chicago 3 times to see who you really are. To flick the bean in Chicago 3 times to see who you really are as a person.
Like, do you feel it when people flick it? Like, is there some sort of like voodoo?
I don't. But they do. Okay. They do. They do.
Oh, good.
They learn who they are.
I saw it live. I was there one time.
Yeah. And people come and like line up out the door.
And they come.
And they're, yes, they do. Yes. And they're like, I need to learn who I am as a person.
Yeah.
I need to learn like my values, my morals, like who I am. Like, this is me. This is real.
You have a gift.
Thank you.
You really have a gift.
Thank you. And I told them, I said, listen, let's make it shiny. Let's cover it in Rare Beauties and Light and Highlighter, the Soft Glow Touch Highlighter. Let's just cover it in that. And they did. And that was so nice of them. That's why it is.
Is there anything inside of it?
That's not your business.
Oh. I'm sorry.
All my employees are there.
Okay. Your editors.
Yeah. That's where I keep my editors.
I send it. The Wi-Fi reception is really good.
It is. I paid a lot for it.
Good.
My managers are in there. My editors.
Mm-hmm. They all live together.
We thought about transferring you out there.
Oh.
Like, as a podcast host to, like,
go. I need, like, a new place to live.
And my bean will home you.
Let my bean be your home. Me being su bean.
No, me being su casa.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Nicole. You're so generous.
Thank you so much.
I've always said that about you. You are very generous.
I think I could have been Mother God.
Could have been. I think you are.
I think if I didn't get on OCD medication, then maybe I would have been down the route to become. Yeah. No, I don't think so. But
no,
Jake,
you've never done that many drugs.
No. I stopped myself. But Jake and I did watch Love Is One, the documentary on Hulu about the cult Love Is One. And it's about this cult leader who basically believes, but I don't know if she really believes it, believes that, or convinced others that she is Mother God.
You don't know
God.
If she really believes it?
I'm
going to be completely honest with you.
She's dead.
She's dead. Oh, yeah. In all honesty,
she's dead.
But no, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I think that she did believe that.
You think
because,
she did? Well, I think she did sometimes.
Well, I was talking with my coworker today about the documentary,
yeah.
And he was saying, like, first of all, he said to me, like, first of all, if you've never tried, like, what are they called? Psychedelics. Like, definitely watch a movie on psychedelics.
He and said
I was
that
like,
to you?
Yeah, during this conversation about.
Oh.
Love Is One, and I was like, well,
were at a rock climbing gym. What do you expect?
I know, that's so true. And honestly, you should meet some of my coworkers. But yeah, me and my coworker were talking about it, and he said that he was talking about like the psychedelics that they did. It can really alter your brain chemistry,
yeah.
Like more than because I guess like that feeling of like being so connected to the universe has something to do with like the serotonin levels
yeah.
within you and stuff. But that's why I fully believe that she fully believed everything that
I don't know, she sometimes
said.
Came to, and, like, basically, like, towards this cult leader's, like, towards the end of her life, she started asking to, like, go to the hospital, and she started trying to contact her, like, birth family and stuff, but she basically convinced all of these people that she was Mother God, and she would collect little, like, father gods, like, they were, like, what do you collect things like?
Cupies?
No. What's that thing that you said in one of the shorts or the short videos, the short form collecting them?
Oh, Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
She collected the Infinity Stones of Father God.
She was collecting Infinity Stones of Father God, just whatever man she was in love with. She was like, this is God.
Yeah, no, literally. It was like,
I was like,
which borderline abusive man?
Right. And I've never felt that way
boyfriend.
About a man, like being like, this is God. Like,
oh, no, never.
Felt that way about myself.
I would,
but,
yeah, duh. Every time you look in the mirror.
I remember one time, I was like the first few weeks of us meeting or hanging out.
Me and you?
Yes.
Oh.
I think it was sometime around when you came, when we watched Arianka in Coachella, like
We watched Billy at Coachella.
No, Arianka.
No, we watched Billy together.
But no Arianka?
No Arianka.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
think... Was Ari that year? I think she was the year before or after.
No, Arianka was there. Wait, what were we just talking about?
The first time you met, we, like, hung out
oh,
or
yeah,
something?
Yeah. So I, too, left. And then I two had an experience as a young person with not psychedelics, but a massive panic attack. I talked about it on this.
You did? I don't remember this. Do you understand? Like, I don't remember anything.
Long story short, I had a talk with you and I was like, you know what? Sometimes I do think about things and I'm like, what if like I am God? Like, what if we are all
God? You said that to me at some point in your life?
Yes, I said.
Oh, okay, but I didn't think of it like as like you're like saying that you're like the creator of the universe. No. I think like you were saying it like each individual is their own.
Why are you telling me what I think?
Well, that's what I interpreted what you said as, but if you're saying that you were saying that you were God, I'm a little concerned. Like, maybe I should have been like more on like in it, you know?
I didn't say I was God. I was saying that, like, what if we are all the same exact person? What if we are all just having individual experiences, but we ourselves are just God, but like in different bodies? Like, we are just like, there is no like it is, imagine like one big God, like one big God, and then God gets separated into tiny little chocolate chips, and we're all experiencing our own like little tiny chocolate chip experience of a big Hershey bar. And
the cookie is the world.
Yeah, wow, I guess. Like, I don't know. I remember that's said something beautiful. like that to you, and you were like, "Yeah, you might be a narcissist."
I don't remember that whatsoever.
Oh, I do.
Did you take that really seriously that you were a narcissist?
No, because nothing that you could ever say to me was.
You were like, maybe I am.
No, nothing you could say to me has held like that much. Anything mean or anything that you have disagreed with me has never held that much value or depth.
Same to you.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
No, because I say a lot of mean things.
But I don't take it personally.
Well, yeah, because, like, most of the time we're just joking.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you being, like, are you a narcissist? That is the same, like being a mean to, like, you being, like, Nicole, I think this is my concealer shade, and me being, like, I don't think so. Like,
and I didn't even take that to heart.
Right.
I was just, like, I'm going to prove her wrong.
That's the point. And that was me. I was, like, I'm going to prove him wrong. I am God.
I am Fenty Beauty.
Those two conversations are on like the same playing field to me.
Okay, yeah, you are God and that is not my concealer shade?
Yes.
Okay. So Nicole, okay, in regards to this concealer gate 2023. Okay, in regards to the concealer, Nicole like gives me sometimes makeup that I guess like you get from people like Rihanna like sends her makeup sometimes.
Personally from her own house.
Yeah, literally like we have her address.
I'm like, Rihanna, stop. I'm like, Robin, listen.
Robin, look at me.
You need to, this is a law. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with all this pro filter matte foundation. There's only so many bottles I can go through.
Yeah, you're like, I don't even wear makeup. And Robin's like, please.
I'm scared that I'm gonna grow old and I'm gonna be doing that face a lot because I do it unintentionally. This? Like as a joke, yeah.
If I saw an old man doing this face, I think he'd be the funniest person to me in the world.
Too fucking bad that I might be an old woman and then you would be like hag.
Well, that's different. Like, if you see an old woman doing anything, though, it's like automatically disgusting exactly. And terrible. Yeah.
And they're mean.
Yeah. And they're witchy. Yes. And they have witch vibes. But you already have witch vibes. So, like, you're halfway there, girl.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I remember when you posted that video, you were like, when I find a cat whisker on the ground, I take it and I put it in my bottle. And I said, you're never beating the witch allegations. And then you were like, you texted me 5 seconds later and you were like, I'm posting that. That's going to be my caption for when I post this on Reels. So I was like, okay, fine. Yeah, you can have it.
I gave Jake contour stick. He's like, oh, this is my concealer. I'm like, that is no, because not Nicole, your color. Nicole that's thinks, a contour.
Nicole thinks that me and Nicole are like the same shade.
White.
Which is true. Yeah. No, we are white. Some of us are like...
That's crazy.
Translucent.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Considering that, like, you know, my father's, like, a Middle Eastern man. So, like, it's just crazy that you're trying to claim that, like, I'm whiter than you are.
Well, my mom's a ginger and you, like, had red hair one time and you totally, like, appropriated her culture.
And I did. And what about it?
Okay, so, like, each of us have done, like, terrible things. I think we can agree, like, whatever, we're both bad people or something. No, but I was, like... I said to Nicole, I was like, oh my god, it's like perfect as a concealer. And she was like, I don't believe you. There's just no way. And then I sent her my review of my Chatty Matte Lip Plumper, which I'm not wearing right now. And at the end of it, I was like, well, I have you here. Look at this. This is concealer to me.
It's soft amber. I'm pretty sure that's the color that you have.
It is soft amber.
Soft amber. That's my contour shade.
Yeah, your contour shade, but not every... One woman's contour shade can be... is another man's concealer. Or foundation shade.
Remember, what did you say like a few sentences ago? We're bad people? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What were we talking about? We were talking about Robin... Oh.
Robin Fenty.
Medication. Oh. There's a few different PR packages that I get. I get PR packages from makeup, which is very kind. I love getting Fenty Beauty PR packages. It's the best day ever when I do. And I recently started getting PR packages from my grandmother. Because my grandmother...
Oh, yeah, that's so cute. And I'm, like, not even on the fucking list.
No, you're not.
That's fucked up.
But if you want some...
Okay.
Yeah. I will give you some. You know my big box of medicine that I have?
Yeah.
I don't have like an organized method that's for like PR my medication.
From your grandmother?
So much of it because my grandma, I guess senior citizens, I don't know what plan she's on. I don't want to expose her. I don't know what she's doing. But she has some sort of health insurance plan where they give her a certain amount of money each month to spend at this pharmacy on supplements. Like, it's, like, a certain stipend that she gets to use.
I'm so jealous.
And so, I think it's six, like, it's a six-month period time or something like that.
And so she's using the money that she would be using on supplements.
At the end of the, well, at the end of the 6 months, she's like, I fucking have all the supplements I need. I'm already eating all the supplements. She's like, I still have so much money, and it doesn't roll over. She's like, Nicole, what supplements do you want? I'm like, biotin, vitamin A, vitamin E, B12. So
your grandmother's losing her benefits because of this video.
I know.
Like that's why I was trying to dig you out of there.
I know.
Like I was trying to be like, oh, so like she buys all of her stuff and then like the money that she would have used on.
No, they're gonna take it away from her.
Damn.
I'm losing my health insurance. Tomorrow's my last day.
Congratulations.
I did not think that this day was gonna come. I actually need to sit down tomorrow and like fill out an application and I'm gonna cry.
So Nicole and I have been depressed recently. It's funny because I came over today and she was like, I was like, how are you? She's like, I've just been like sad the last few days. I was like, oh my God, me too. Like literally because we've been watching this show. It's called Dragula, which I don't think that we've talked about. We haven't talked.
First of all, I fell out like the largest fucking Amanda Bynes hole. Amanda Bynes hole. That's all I said. I fell down the largest Amanda Bynes hole. Rabbit hole.
Leave
on
her
YouTube.
Hole out of it.
I know, I'm trying.
Leave her hole out of it. She's going through enough as is.
I know. Well, I just like am very nostalgic for that time of my life when she was doing her thing.
Just
you know?
Watch Ned's Declassified, where they talk about boning all of each other.
Oh, their podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy to see.
To fill
I was
your
like,
void.
Oh, wait. No, because that's
you
like also
your
ruining
void
another
and your holes at once.
My Amanda Bynes hole.
Yeah. Your Amanda Bynes hole will be filled.
But she, like, really went through shit anyway. Yeah. She's still going through shit, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Like, you sent me that TikTok today, and it was very sad.
Basically, she has this new podcast, and her podcast host is apparently a really, like, dangerous man.
Man. Like to the... I mean, at least in this one woman's account.
Yes.
Who was allegedly... Like, obviously, I can only take her word for it, and I know very little about the man, but yeah. I will be honest... Watching this podcast, I was like...
This woman claimed that Amanda Bynes' podcast host...
Allegedly
sacrificed her dog for a
blood moon. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. And if that is true, and I hope like, Amanda Bynes gets away from this man.
I know.
You know? And to be honest... He has, like, my vibes when it comes to the podcast of, like, exploiting somebody who has, like, a following.
Oh.
Oh, cut that fucking cut that out. I'm just kidding. No, but, Nicole watched, like, the first 5 seconds of the podcast, and basically Amanda Bynes is like, hello, and welcome to the Amanda Bynes Paul Szymanski podcast, like, and very special welcome to our guest. I forget what their name was, blah, blah,
they
blah.
They were a tattoo artist.
Yeah, a tattoo artist. And then... Like, literally, there's, like, a 3-second pause, and Paul goes, hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Amanda Bynes and Paul Szymanski podcast. A gorgeous welcome to our gorgeous guest. Yeah. And I was literally, like...
It was the same intro.
Something's very weird.
I mean, the entire thing is, like, obviously strange, and obviously she's, like, put into, like, a scary situation. Like, Amanda Bynes has gone through a lot and is, like, still, like, not...
Right.
Well, I don't know if she's surrounded by the best people.
I think everybody was really excited to see that she was doing something, like, especially a podcast, like, to just be, like, oh, we're gonna hear Amanda Bynes' story right now. Unfortunately,
she's just getting exploited.
Yeah, unfortunately, she's just getting exploited, which really sucks, because I just want what's best for her.
Yeah.
But that really made me sad. And then we've been watching this show, Dragula, and we watched the newest episode yesterday.
Our favorite fucking queen got sent home.
And, like, yeah, no, like, normally things like Drag Race and Dragula don't affect me that much, but I think I'm just in, like, a sensitive state.
I think you are. Me, on the other hand, I'm not invalidating your sadness or your depression whatsoever.
No, go ahead. But, say whatever you want to say right now.
But my version is, like, Jake being like, why are you depressed? And I'm like, well, my period just ended, and I'm just, like, I think, like, I'm really, like, not feeling so hot afterwards. And I may have seen someone dead this morning. And so, like...
Okay, but you didn't tell me that until after I said I was also feeling depressed recently.
And you're like...
I'm like, Cynthia Cole! That's so fucking sad! And you're like, I think I saw a dead body this morning.
I know.
Like,
I really didn't want to, like, bring the mood down.
Is everything okay?
I really didn't want to bring the mood down. I really didn't.
Yeah.
I Logan Pauled it.
You did. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Isn't it so fun when, like, you literally, your feelings are immediately invalidated by your friends because, like, it's always a competition on, like, who the fuck is more depressed?
Yeah, and I will do anything, but, like...
I will literally go and witness a dead body.
By any means possible, I will witness something more traumatic to beat you in the Depression Olympics.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It adds more drama to my life.
So it's also fun. Not confirmed. I don't know what I saw.
Yeah, you know, like, you could gaslight yourself into thinking that it was something else.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's beneficial to be delusional, I do think.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying that for a very long time, that I said it to my therapist one time, and he was, like, really concerned, because I was like, I feel like I'm pro-delusion.
I'm rubbing off on you.
This was like a year ago.
My Chicago bean clit is rubbing on you.
Thank you.
You are rubbing on my Chicago big bean.
Oh, I'll move my legs. I'm sorry. I mean, not my legs. We don't have...
Hey, I mean it, like, right now, as we are speaking, like, right this moment, you are currently rubbing up on my Chicago Lisa Peretti bean. I think that is what it is. Unless Lisa Peretti is from... There's two options. Lisa Peretti is either the person who created the Chicago bean or is the person on Real Housewives. And we're about to find out right now.
Peretti sounds familiar.
Yes! I was right! It is.
Oh my god, you would win that challenge. Like, name one woman.
Lisa Peretti bean. Yes, it is her.
Pictures of her clitoris.
I know.
Up. You're like, oh my god.
I know. Look, they have a green bean. Isn't that so cute?
That is really adorable.
I want the green bean.
Uh-oh. It'd be a great gift for Christmas. Just saying.
I've been just harboring a lot of resentment towards you, like, the last few days. I don't mean to, like, make your depression worse or anything.
About what?
Just that, like, I... You know that I need to be, like, focusing on my job and, like, how important, like, my career is to me and everything. And you know very well that, like, people have been messaging me recently, like, online, and have been saying things like, Nicole, like, this is, like, a really important topic I want you to cover. I really want you to talk about Saltburn. Instead of us going to fucking Saltburn, Jake and I go to his churches, his ex-churches, his former... churches, family's church, live nativity scene, instead of going to see Saltburn.
Wait, let me defend myself.
Okay. Against the nativity scene allegations.
Nativity scene allegations. Okay.
With Arjuru.
I said, first of all, it made my parents very happy that you went.
I said, can we start from the beginning?
No. First of all, we had just finished watching... the Love is One documentary.
Yes.
And I said, oh, do you want to go witness this, but in real life?
Saltburn is at 6:15. Nativity
at 5.
Alive Love Has Won is at 5 o'clock.
Live Love Has Won documentary recreation.
We can catch it all. We can catch Sexy Jacob Elordi and Live
Love Has Won. Yeah, we're optimistic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're not the best at time.
No.
No,
never.
We're just but a girl and but a guy.
Yeah, like literally like we float around. We're like we didn't even know really where we were at the nativity, let's be honest.
No,
were we in Jerusalem?
No, I was sweating like profusely because I wouldn't take off my puffer jacket.
Oh, because you were afraid everybody would see your tattoos?
No, I think I was wearing a long sleeve that day.
Oh.
But for fear that maybe somebody would smell like my armpits with the concoction of my aluminum-free deodorant.
Nicole gave me...
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
A stick of deodorant from a brand called Wild. Mm-hmm. And now my deodorant is always dispensed out of a solid steel deodorant tube. And
it's engraved
with Nicole right on it. Go ahead.
No, when I get nervous, you have bad sweat. Like there's this mm-hmm. like stress sweat. And I just got really nervous because I was like...
You were nervous there?
I was so scared.
Why don't you like speak to me?
I was so scared because I was like, am I going to see Jesus tonight? Am I going to watch him be crucified? How graphic is this?
And I kept saying, yes, yes, yes.
You need to understand.
We sacrifice someone every time a group walks through.
I wasn't actually scared. I wasn't actually. But I do have some like residual trauma from haunted houses in general.
Yeah, that's basically what this was.
And this was like a walkthrough live nativity scene at your
with,
church
like,
outside.
With like live animals.
Right, which was the best fucking part.
I know. When we got there, you were like, you didn't tell me there were live animals. There's like four sheep.
I was so excited. But like there's like children dressed up as angels and they're like put up on excavators like Jeff Wittig, David Dobrik style mm-hmm. and getting swung around and like they're like singing to you and stuff and like that's great, but like I just have like residual trauma from getting a chainsaw rubbed on me at a haunted house 1 year. And it just
rubbed
scared me. Rubbed on my Elsa Peretti, my Lisa Elsa Peretti Chicago rare
mirror
beauty
beam.
Highlighted mirror bean.
No.
My mirror ball bean.
Oh.
When
you rub your clit so hard, it becomes a mirror. Is that what the thing is?
Like, yeah.
Is that what the message is?
I think that happened in SpongeBob. Like, I think they kept shining something.
No,
it was
he
the
washed
marble.
His hands so hard that they disappeared.
Yeah. Aw. Yeah. I had a friend like that.
You weren't like that?
No. Oh. No, I didn't. I don't have that type of OCD.
Oh, okay, good for you.
They do get dry, though, but not enough to bleed or crack. Thank you very much.
It's just proper hygiene. Good for you.
Yes, thank you. But, yeah, so I was like, we'll be able to make it to all of it.
I thought we would, too.
And then you were like, we have to leave. Like, we're still, like, waiting for
yeah, we were waiting to just, like, get into it.
Because that
by
was
5:45.
That was New York City's hottest nightclub.
Yeah,
was
literally.
Your church's nativity live nativity yeah. scene. And so
I was like, Jesus better have fucking nipple pasties on and a jock strap when we get in there.
Yeah, and he
yes,
did.
And he did.
And he did.
Thank God.
But
this church is very progressive.
I love what they're doing out
no,
there.
No, you know what? It's not even progressive. It's biblically accurate.
Yeah, exactly.
You think they had like full clothes out back then?
Right.
Yeah.
And so it was just really nice. That we were there, and I didn't want to disappoint your parents, and you're like, we have to go, we're going to miss Saltburn. I was like, we didn't even get in yet. I was like, we're going to disappoint your parents. We're going to make them upset.
We're going to disappoint Jesus.
Yeah, we're already here.
Yeah.
We might as well go through.
Okay, so you're angry at me because I let you make the choice to stay.
Yeah.
Okay. You wanted me to be like, we're out of here.
I just wish that, like, you as, like, you know, like... I just wish that you as a guy would, like, put your foot down sometimes and be like, this is what we're doing.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you definitely do not wish that. I'm like,
there's not a single, like...
There's never been a scenario where you wanted me to do that.
Like, when girls are like, I wish my boyfriend would just, like, take control and be like, we're going out to dinner here. I'm like, I don't want that. I want to actually have full say in everything.
Yeah. I'm like,
I'm like, where do you want to eat? And then we both kind of like sit around for an hour and a half and like, you know, get angry with each other that neither of us can make a final decision.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm getting a text. Oh. Oh, wait. Is that your man?
Who?
Oh, weird.
Mine?
Oh, yeah. Looks like me and your man and his man are hanging out.
Rats.
Sorry.
And I didn't get an invite?
Mm-mm.
Oh, fuck.
No, it's
like, wouldn't be the first time.
It's a boys' night.
That wouldn't be the first time. How are you going to get there?
To them?
Mm-hmm.
No, baby, they come to me. I'm sorry, they come on me. How am I going to get there? It'll be pretty easy. Two fine men at my side.
Okay. I meant like transportation-wise.
Oh. I'm going to hop on the Chicago Bean. Okay. That SpongeBob scene. The pioneers used to ride these babies for miles.
What was it?
A boulder?
That's what people say.
You weren't a SpongeBob kid.
I was a SpongeBob kid.
Oh,
I
you
was.
Were.
I blocked out my childhood, remember?
Oh, yes, yes.
Come on.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. I had a medium hard childhood. An al dente childhood. Sorry. What were we talking about? Oh, the nativity.
It was beautiful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll make that the clip. And then I'll send it to my parents.
Good. And then, oh my god, because your parents' friends were at the thing. And then
I told my therapist
did
about
you?
This. Yeah.
Your parents' friends were asking me, they're like, you're the girl that he does the podcast with. And I was like, yes. And they're like, in the bathtub. And I was like, yes. And then your mom's friend asked, what is your podcast name? And I can't tell you how fast I run away and like swerved. I was like, our podcast name? And like suddenly I'm like running after Jake. Like Jake is like looking something to prop a door open with. I'm like, I think that would work really well with like propping the door open, like me like giving unnecessary commentary to everything.
I left you alone for
doing.
1 second.
No, literally.
And you almost doxed our podcast.
No, literally.
To the Christian.
That would have been so dangerous.
Yeah,
that would have been so dangerous. And I would have just said that it's called like the Nicole and Jake podcast or like the Nicole and Jake show.
You did
show.
Say that. Yeah. Honestly,
and, she never
and like
asked
it's
again,
not
it
even
okay.
that bad of a name. That, it would probably be Jake and Nicole podcast.
I think the Nicole and Jake show.
The Nicole Ravi and Jake Thatcher podcast, right? And it's named after our favorite podcast, the Amanda Bynes and Paul Saminsky podcast.
Oh, that's so sad. Is that what their podcast is?
I think it's actually called the Paul Saminsky and Amanda Bynes podcast.
That's so sad. That's so fucked. Imagine if this was called the Jake Thatcher and Nicole Raffi podcast. I'll be damned.
I'd rather die. No, yeah, no, I thought, no, the nativity, it's like, it's, like, I feel bad saying this, so, like, don't quote this and send it to my parents, but, like, I just go because it's, like, fun to, like, look at, you know, and I love taking someone that I know, because it's, I get to be like, okay, so I was the angels
that
when
was
I was younger.
Time.
That was so, that is like my favorite scene for people
to
watch.
I used to do this role. Oh, I used to actually be on this role. Oh, I did
I used
this
to
role sometimes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I was a swing on this role.
It was a swing.
I was an understudy to be Jesus here, but they never wanted me.
The one girl who did like the crucifixion scene, she did, if you don't know, Jesus like died or whatever.
This girl gets like her back is strapped to this thing.
Oh, you're talking about the angels?
Oh my god.
Oh,
gets like shot up into the air. Like literally there's this guy standing there and I literally said to Jake, I go, is he gonna get shot up in the air? And all of a sudden he like stands up against the wall, gets shot up into the air, like, and disappears.
No, but before that, the scene right before it, there's this girl and she's like basically hung like on a hanger as an angel, and
yeah.
they like and they like bring her over the, like this wall and then bring her down or whatever. But before the scene even started, like she's just dangling up there, and I'm not kidding. This girl won the I don't give a fuck war.
That's
okay.
Like you
she's the front. She's the front line.
That's like SpongeBob with the little wizard hat, like being hung
yes,
up in the air.
Yes, it was her,
was
and she
her.
Was just like this. And then when she got down, it's supposed to be like the scene where like the angel like makes all like the guards pass out at Jesus' tomb or whatever, and she's like. And she, like, the way that she rolled the stone away was so funny.
She reminded me. It gives the same energy that, like, Caroline Polachek
or like anything.
Slash cowgirl clue.
Yes.
Because they're both, like, they both look the exact same. I'm convinced that they're the same girl, just like in different colored wigs.
I agree.
That is Hannah Montana, and none of us can tell except me, because I'm important. But like,
but she's leaving us hints because she leaves those like blonde stripes in her hair.
If you guys don't know who Cowgirl Clue is,
you need to look her up.
Just look her up, watch a music video of hers. Love her music, think she's great. The effort that she puts in is hilarious.
Yes, it is. It's actually so genius because you can tell it's absolutely on purpose. Yes, for the yes. bit. Yeah.
And Caroline Polachek, she does give effort, but it's in the same kind of way where it's like very effortless and like very like cool like. So it's like, I'm convinced that they're related.
I think that they are.
I think that's something.
Yeah, let's start that rumor.
Yeah. I Caroline like that. Polachek and Cowgirl Clue
are related. Yes. Not that like literally anybody but the two of us really like cares about that that much, but sure, I like it. Why not?
I think I'm going to start a rumor online tonight. I think I'm going to post something.
Again? I've been on Reddit so much.
Oh, that's why you're depressed. Oh, Jake, that's why you're depressed.
Wait, don't act like you haven't been on Reddit.
I've been on Reddit.
Yeah, so like, you're like, oh. Yeah, but really, you're on Reddit.
I'm on meds and you're not. So I'm allowed to be on there. It like cancels each other out. It's okay.
Oh, I don't know what to say. Also, I am on meds.
My Reddit.
Rhodiola.
My Reddit, like, forum, my Reddit.
I'm taking shots of colloidal
my
silver.
Oh, no, my.
Me, I am.
You are?
Yeah, I am on meds. I'm taking shots of colloidal silver.
You have been looking blue recently.
Thank you. I've been feeling blue.
My Reddit thread, on the other hand, what is it called? Your Reddit, like, your For You page? My Reddit For You page.
I don't know. I'm really on, like, Dragula and Drag Race Reddit.
Mine is all pan porn and what it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's
she showed me this in church, and I'm like...
It's eyeshadow, but it's just makeup. And it's people taking photos once they
it's
hit pan.
It's pansexual porn. Yeah. Like, and you're showing me that in church?
Yeah, and I fucking love that page. Like, when I'm feeling stressed out, I'll watch, like, people's, like, empty videos or, like, products I finish. But there's just not that many anymore because nobody's finishing up their products
anymore.
And
I remember asking you, I was like, do people get, like, roasted in here? And you're like,
yeah. Because they're, like, digging into the pan too much. That's or they're way too aggressive. But I fucking love the pan porn subreddit. But there's drama in there. There's drama in everything. There's drama.
Do you take part?
No.
Damn. See, it's kind of fun though too.
I know. I just
what's your Reddit like name?
I can't say.
You don't want to say.
No, but I haven't posted anything at
all. Really, I post in. You can find me, Jake Thatcher.
Yeah, because you have too many opinions.
But it's like literally Dragula only, and I'll be like, I hate it here.
I'm the type of person who won't give like a review on like anything unless someone like asks me, which I will get into in a second. But like, I don't give reviews. I don't post on Reddit. I like am in my neighborhood like. Area Facebook page, and
hey,
I don't
contribute
to that.
You know what they call you?
Lurkers? Bystander effect?
No, a fucking voyeur. Yeah. Yeah, you're a fucking voyeur.
I like to watch!
Yeah, you're
and
disgusting.
And what about it?
Well, listen, I'm not, like, posting anything harmful on Reddit, but it's because I like to engage in conversation about things that I like. So, like, Dragula and stuff.
Yeah.
I like seeing opinions about it. Like, obviously, I don't like stupid opinions like this person sucks or whatever. I never say shit like that, but I will be like, oh, the editing is really different this season and things like that. Like, I like talking about that, which is why I literally consume the most media about drag queens ever, like, on a weekly basis.
I don't contribute at all because I don't want to have conversations about things I like.
Oh,
that's for me and me only.
What is this?
Oh, I don't talk about things I like with you.
Oh, okay. Just like distaste.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did leave a review though yesterday because yesterday I woke up and I was like, I need a new mattress. Like it's gotten so bad. First of all, I have problems with sleeping. I have problems with nightmares. I have.
And a mattress would fix it.
I have some sleeping issues. I also have a sciatic nerve pain injury. How did I get this injury, you might ask? Do you know how I got the injury? Do you remember?
Because you were such a sick field hockey player in high school.
I wish that it was that cool. I wish that it was
that
fucking cool.
I knew that wasn't the answer.
I did in high school, though, when I was playing field hockey, I did pull my glute.
What?
I pulled my butt cheek.
Oh.
And I, like, it hurt to walk. Like, I couldn't even walk. It hurt so fucking bad. Like, I don't know what
it is. Is that why you walk
is.
Like that now?
Yeah. And so...
It never reattached.
It hurts so fucking bad. And I had to go And I went to the doctor about it, and they put me in this back room, in this, like, low-lit room, and I had to get it massaged by, like, an old man.
Oh.
When I was, like, 13.
Damn.
And he was so fine about it. Like, he was, like, so, like, normal and, like, whatever, and, like, not creepy.
Physical therapist, at
yes.
least? Okay,
yes. That makes sense. He was not creepy at all. He was very kind. I knew him for many years before that.
Oh,
but
great. He was like, and how's your mother?
Yeah. No, literally.
That literally happened to me. My physical therapist, when I had, like, a knee injury, yeah, like, a few months ago, knows all of my siblings. So he's, like, literally, like, ham-hocking my ham-hock leg, and he's, like, stretching it or whatever. He's like, and how's your mother? And I'm like, oh.
It's just weird how you, like, wanted to compare, like, him ham-hocking you to, like, someone, like, massaging my butt at the age of 13.
I just think, in general, physical therapy is an uncomfortable thing to
yeah,
go through.
It
like,
is.
It really is.
It
you
is.
Are, you, I have never felt more, first of all, I'm like, is my problem really that bad that I need to be here? Because there's, like, old people who literally can't
yeah,
stand there.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, also, like, I don't think I've ever been more vulnerable in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, like, what, that it was my butt that was the problem. Like, I didn't realize, because when you pull it, it feels like it's your hip.
What age did you realize that your butt was the problem?
I just realized that it was, like, so juicy and big when I was, like, probably, like, 15. And, like,
and you're so
that,
brave for getting a reduction.
Yeah, it was just, and so some people are like, oh, Nicole, you always talk about how you had a big, juicy ass and stuff, but, like, it's not, like, apparent. It's because I had to get a reduction because it was so juicy and beautiful and fat. And I just didn't want to keep rubbing it in other people's faces
yeah,
because it's, like, really hard to be, like, beautiful, have, like, the best personality ever, be funny, be talented, be smart, be charismatic, be, like, generous, be, like, yeah, good to animals and to the elderly, and to be, like, a good homemaker, but also, like, be really fun at social events and be, like, a socialite, but also be, like, a good homebody, like, enough to be, like, a good, like, housewife in the future, but, like, not enough to be, like, only a housewife. Like, I would have a full-time job and I would do the duties of having a housewife. Like, I'm just so multifaceted and so talented in so many different departments, and to have a massive ass, it was getting distracting. Like, that's way too many ducks in my boat.
Yeah, I remember when you woke up from your surgery and you were like, where's Jake? And they were like, who do you think took the ass?
Mm-hmm. That was so beautiful.
Yeah.
That was so beautiful.
Yeah, so when are you going to start, like, doing all that stuff?
What stuff?
That you were mentioning earlier.
Oh, like being beautiful and charismatic and, like, a socialite?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Give me my ass back.
No.
Give me the ass back.
I don't have it anymore.
I lost it. I'm sorry. I'm trying to tell
you. You lost my ass?
Yes, it's been padding the whole time.
But
wearing 6 layers of tights underneath his pants.
I got my sciatic nerve injury when I was dancing at a Tame Impala concert. I don't know what happened to me, but something really evil and sinister happened.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time that I sit down or I lay down, I am in constant, like, this, like, shocking, like, zinging feeling, like, between, like, my tailbone,
your,
like, down to my
cramps.
Legs. My prostate cramps.
Mm.
You know what? I did get scared because some people did say that me having butthole cramps could mean I have endometriosis. And I cannot add another thing to my
what
diagnosis list because people are going to stop believing me.
No, it's just a prolapsed anus.
I think it's in there. I think it's in. I have an innie, not an outie.
Oh. I think, like, it's about when they pull the umbilical cord when you're birthed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if they pull it too hard, you get a prolapsed one.
Where do you think that an umbilical cord comes out of? Do you think it comes out of your ass? Oh, this is, like, really scary to tell you that it doesn't come out of your
no,
ass.
No, I knew that. It's your belly button. But that was, like, the rumor that, like, if they pulled it.
Who,
like,
said that?
You could decide, like mothers can decide, like they're like, oh, do you want your child to have an innie or an outie? And then they go, like,
innie or outie
belly
anus?
Button. Belly button.
Is that what you've been talking about this whole time? Is
no,
that what you've been talking about this whole
no.
time?
I
like, about
making,
having an innie or outie?
I was making a joke the first time about the prolapsed anus. And then I was being truthful about the rumor when I was younger that people with outie belly buttons got their umbilical cords, like, pulled a little bit.
You know when people, like,
because that's where it connects to.
When
you're
people,
welcome.
There's, like, this certain feeling that I get. I get it in two specific instances, and now it's three.
Your
One is
your prostate pain?
No, no.
Oh.
One is when people give me directions to go somewhere. The second one is when people explain border card games. And then the third one is you re-explaining something.
You've said this to me before.
Have I?
Yeah, you have. Like legitimately exactly that you've said really? In your life. Yes.
All those three things?
Yeah, you like, that's like crazy that you know yourself that well.
And I don't even know it. It's like yeah. subconscious.
Yeah, that's great. You're like, when people try to explain board games to me...
Don't understand.
Wait, what was the first one you
maps,
said?
Maps. Or directions.
Directions, yeah. And you're like, my eyes glaze over and I just yeah. like stop paying attention.
Like literally my eyes... If you're a video viewer, this is just what I did to Jake. I've just had like really shocking and crazy sciatic nerve pain, and I don't wish it upon like my worst enemy. It's such a bad, awful pain. And I started going to like training, weightlifting. Like I had a trainer that like helped me for a period of time, and he was a man, so everyone should be really proud of man. And he like basically the only time that I'm not in
pain.
What
was his name?
I can't say. We're on a podcast.
Is he cute?
He is actually. He still follows me.
Was he
Wait,
cute?
This is actually like really scary. You
Answer
actually
the question.
Do, I think I had a dream about him.
You're avoiding the question.
No, I seriously think I had a question about him, but maybe mm-hmm. because I was thinking about him because my sciatic nerve pain was really hurting.
You had a dream about another man?
No, we were at a wedding.
You had a dream where you got married to another man?
We were at a wedding and I think
a nightmare.
I think he was like, there's no way that he could watch this and possibly be at this point of the podcast. I think I had a dream that it was him and someone else, and I asked if I could sit next to him. I'm not even joking, I'm being dead fucking serious. I had a dream if I could sit next to him at this wedding, and he said no because he was a groomsman and I was not like within the wedding or whatever.
Yeah, you weren't special enough.
No, and then I like went downstairs and played computer games during the wedding because I was like upset.
You know what? That is like my life, but like the wedding is like just any family gathering.
But that was Thank like you. A scary time to like be working with a man who like consistently had to like stand near my butt and ask me all the time, like, does this hurt? Like, does it feel better? And me having to be like,
I hate you for telling that like that. Standing near my butt and saying, does this hurt?
I'm just being real to the sciatic nerve pain community, because it fucking
we
hurts.
Are stand with you, girl.
We are stand with you, girl, because it fucking hurts. And so anyway, I
good for you.
Oh, I got a mattress. That's where this story goes.
Oh, you left a review.
I woke up this yesterday morning and I said, if I don't get a new mattress today, then I never will. Mm-hmm. I said, I never fucking will. So I decided to get a purple mattress because I was like, I guess I will. And also, I really wanted someone to come deliver it to me.
I just literally did not want to have to do anything. But now you have to see people.
Fuck!
I know. And they have to come in here. That's going to be so fun. I can't wait.
I have to lock the cats. I've already thought about it. Like, as soon as, like, we were planning it, like, the woman was like, okay, like, here's, like, the delivery, like, things. And I was, like, already, like, planning in my head. I'm like, okay, so the cats are going to go in my closet so that they can be by their litter box. But I'm also going to put the food in there and also, like, some toys and a bed. And, like,
get all these inside it things. And go, oh, fuck. I fucked up.
Where are the cats going to go?
Fuck.
And then
and probably a man has to come into my apartment
yes.
again.
And then I started thinking to myself, I was like, oh shit, what if the cats are literally like, what if I can't find them? Like when they come, like when the moving people come to like help
yeah,
move the
bed.
What's going to happen? Because what if the cats are like around, and then what if the door's open, and then what if one of the cats like slips out? And then I yeah. have to like be the crazy person who's like walking around like trying to like ding their air tag, and then I'm like super happy that like I have an air tag
and
with
like
them
you
and
randomly run into your landlord on the street and she's like, oh, you're looking for your cat? And you're like, yeah, they're both. And then you're like, oh.
Right. And then she's like, oh, both. Exactly. I started thinking all the way through. And then she's like, ma'am, you just need to sign here. And so I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh.
And
where was I?
Anyway, she was great. She was so super nice. And I'm very excited for my bed. I'm very excited to feel so comforted and supported. And
you left a review?
I did because she asked me to, because they don't get paid by commission. So she's like, here's my card if you could like leave a Google review, because it helps me out so much. I was like, absolutely, because she was super sweet and like the easiest person to work with ever. Later on, I check my DMs and she's like, I just saw a Curology ad. And I was like, I think I just sold her a bed. And anyway, now we're mutuals.
Oh, and that's so sweet.
That's my best friend.
Wait, we have Friendsgiving on Sunday. Like,
maybe I should invite her.
Yeah.
I should invite her. And I'll You're be like...
And this... is the lady who sold me my bed.
She had to watch me like get onto the bed because I didn't know what to do. I just
oh god, it's probably so awkward.
I have not mattress
tested. You like this?
Tested.
You're like, oh.
Exactly how you imagine me. Yeah, literally. Exactly how you could picture me.
Yeah.
Like sitting down, like I'm just like in so much pain.
Really?
Well, like it's because like when you don't have like a whole ton of ass like sitting on your tailbone, eventually like hurts really bad.
Yeah, you never should have gotten it removed.
I knew a girl who had a tail. Not personally.
Okay.
And then her and her other friends got together and they made a rat king together.
One inch of Madeline's tail to this potion I brew.
Her name might have been Madeline, to be honest. No, I knew a girl who had a tail because I had, when I was really deep.
I'm going to edit that close up on my face and then like that sound that people do from X-Files where like.
I knew a girl who had a tail once because I was really close to the field hockey girls. Not because I don't consider myself in that, because even though I did play field hockey,
you were close.
I was not.
To the field hockey girls.
We all liked women in that club, okay? Everyone on the field hockey team was gay. Gay. What was he saying?
Oh my god, you're gonna be on a
yellow jacket.
You're literally about to be on a red carpet and fucking Variety's gonna come up to you and be like, did you mean to out yourself in the fucking in your podcast episode?
I know. In your fucking
Me on a can you imagine me interviewing people on a red carpet? Did you mean to fucking tell us more about the girl with the tail?
I had a Oh, fuck. I hope that none of my... Well, if you do have a tail, you're beautiful just the way that you are.
You offended the fucking tail community.
And you don't need to change for anybody, because guess what?
You know what? The world needs to catch up.
Every single day I wake up and wish that I had a tail. Your tail makes you unique and beautiful. Don't change a single thing about you unless it hurts and starts bleeding, because this girl's dead.
How long was it?
Like a good 2 to 3 inches.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And she showed it to you?
No! She was on a different team, okay? Like, I have
this one... Oh, you made fun of her.
No!
She made fun of her?
No, she was, like, a really pretty girl. I was honestly really glad that she had a tail, because I was like, there's something really fucking... There, like, you know when you see, like, a really beautiful girl, and you're like, something has to be wrong. Something has to be up. And when I found out she had a tail, I'm like, makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
The entire... Our entire first year of friendship, I was like, she's so pretty. I need to figure out... What's going on?
She has
on
a fucking tail.
Yeah, she has something going on. And then you were like, I have OCD. I was like, booyah! Yes!
I had a friend on the field hockey team that every girl in like a 400-mile radius was like in love with her. Like, very in love with her. So she was friends with like every single field hockey girl ever. And so there was like a Catholic school that was like not too far from us, which had the prettiest girls in the entire world. And they all looked exactly the same. They all had like dark brown hair and like blue eyes and like... tails, and I didn't know about that until she told me later
all
on.
All of them?
She's, well, I think one or two, because they were sisters.
Okay, so like, not all of them. And then, you were like spreading such terrible rumors about
I didn't share at all, but I'm just telling you right now that, and then she had to get her tail removed, and that like, it was like really painful for her, because it would like legitimately bleed, and it would like get in the way of field hockey. That's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy that we just like outgrew them, and then these two girls were like, they're one thing that their body just didn't catch up on. Like, you know how like nowadays bodies like don't produce wisdom teeth because we don't need them anymore, or you know,
mine
soon
does.
Like people don't.
Because I'm smart.
Some people.
My mom says that I'm smart, and she says that I have wisdom teeth because of it.
Some people, you know, hopefully in the future we won't be born with appendixes because it's not necessary.
Yeah, I don't have one of those.
And these girls were so pretty that like, God was like, I need to give them like a little like mishap, and it was a tail. And they were still the prettiest girls ever. Tail or not.
It just goes to show you, like, no matter how fucking weird you are and how like deformed and weird fucking weird your fucking weird ass body is, you can still be pretty. You can still be like society's like standard for pretty. Thank you, Nicole. What? What are you doing?
I'm texting my friend and asking the girl.
Who was the girl with the tail? Show me the girl with the tail.
The name of the girl with the tail.
I'm going to start. Okay, so this Sunday we have Friendsgiving. Yeah, really late. You're probably wondering why the fuck that's happening in the middle of December. Because we're busy. We're fucking busy people, okay?
Did I get blocked?
By that girl?
Yeah, my texts aren't saying delivered.
Damn.
Is it because I asked too many times a year what's the name of the girl with the tail?
Text, I promise, this is the last time I'm asking.
I'm gonna check my messages. Oh, I haven't asked about the tail in a while, so.
But we have Friendsgiving on Sunday, and I think everybody needs to make a dish. So I made Daddy's ooey gooey. Sorry. Here we go, I'm gonna try it again. I can never say it correctly the first time because I start like to laugh.
Such a time
it's so fucking funny. It's like the funniest fucking thing I've ever fucking said. I'm making Daddy's ooey gooey cum dump banana cream pie cookies. I actually already made them. and the cookies. Yeah, no, but I'm thinking like a fun little thing. We should pull up like try not to cry videos on the TV.
Try not to cry?
Yeah.
Like sad videos?
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
Why?
Like if we all like gather around the TV and then like sad music starts playing and there's like videos of like someone's wartime father coming home from war to them and surprising them at high school. Ugh.
And do you think that that's like a good pairing with your daddy's ooey gooey cum dump banana cream pie?
My daddy's?
No. your cookies. You know what will make me cry though? Like instantly? Like someone forcing to put Harry Potter on the TV when I just wanted to watch another show.
Nicole is like literally constantly, she's told me actually 8 times in the last maybe 3 days that I need to finish Julia Fox's book.
Mm-hmm.
The listen newest to episode Sabrina of- Carpenter.
Mm. And the newest episode of Emergency Intercom.
The newest episode of Emergency Intercom. Listen to Trisha Paytas' podcast. Listen to all of H3's Frenemies or whatever. And then Nicole is completely... And I'm not... Oh, well, wait. First of all, I am not advocating for Harry Potter.
Yeah, are you fucking Team Adam right now? Jesus Christ.
Team Adam. Your brain is so fried from... society's brains are so collectively fried from Twilight that we have to always be like, Team this person and Team this person. Are you Team Adam? Your boyfriend? Like, this is like a fake character. Like, oh, I'm Team Peeta.
Didn't
Team
we talk
Gale.
About it on the podcast, like, earlier?
That Adam wants you to watch that transphobes, like, that TERFs fucking...
He wanted me to... I've never as a kid watched Harry Potter, and he really wanted me... Him and his roommate, Brad, really wanted me
he
to...
He said, Nicole, I just want you to witness the magic that right. I witnessed as a child.
And I wanted to watch the Kardashians that night, because I really wanted to see...
What she likes to say to him, though, is that we wanted to watch the Kardashians.
Right, because it was a new episode, and I needed to see Kourtney Kardashian talking about how...
ungrateful. No, talking about how she cannot do a fucking podcast.
And talk about, no, that was Khloé.
Ethnogenetics. Oh, that is
Khloé. Ethnogenetics.
Is that what you just said?
Epigenetics.
Epigenetics. Oh.
And talk about how her mother's... And while she was in the womb with her, like, her eggs were already in there. So basically how, like, Kourtney's child was already in Kris Jenner's body and, like, the trauma that Kris had is now being carried on to Penelope, Disick, and everything. And I want to watch that. I just didn't feel like in that moment watching Harry Potter. Also, like, it just sucks
because...
Yeah,
but because what she said, she goes, it's a boys' movie.
I said, I want to watch a boy movie right now. I want to watch girl TV. And you know what? And there's no winning because the Kardashians are bad and the creator of Harry Potter is bad. So there's no fucking winning.
I just want to say, like, sometimes, like, when you tell me to watch or listen to Sabrina Carpenter, I'm like, that's girl music.
All your music is girl music. You don't listen to any boy music. Name one boy music. Boy genius doesn't count.
Nicole Rappi says the F slur without saying the F slur. I posted a picture of my new hair because I got it dyed. Thank you, Gianna. Thank you, Kitten Milk, for cutting and dyeing my hair. And somebody commented, oh no, RIP to the blonde twink.
Yeah, I don't think people are allowed to do that to you.
No, and like, I'm not like trying to say that like, I just have never been in a scenario where somebody is using the word twink to like lift someone up, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, obviously intentions or not, twink is now a censored word on my Instagram. Like, if you comment, yes, I'm so fuck, and on my TikTok, if you comment twink, bitch, you're getting, like, restricted.
I accidentally said it a few years ago in front of Jake, and she goes, oh my god, Nicole, you
literally... I worried her so bad, too.
He's like, you can't fucking say... You know that's a slur. And I was like, oh, yes, I didn't know, oh my god. And I didn't call you when I forget, like what the context canceled. Was. But, like, I was just like, no, I didn't mean it, I'm sorry.
I just think we've literally replaced the F slur with twink recently, and I don't like that. I think
people are also just feeling very comfortable.
Right, because I'm trying to say the C word less.
Okay.
Because yeah. I can recognize that it is, like, a slur.
Yeah.
Right? And I understand, like, reclamation of words and stuff. We're all just fucking failing at doing that. Like, do you guys understand what it means to reclaim something and, like, put it in a positive light? You can't keep going and using it against people.
Yeah.
Like, that defeats the purpose, right? Yeah. I don't care who it's coming from. In fact, I get called a fucking... by gay people more than anyone because they feel like they can say
the word.
But I don't appreciate that it's never like, it's always to bring me down. And like, I don't care about what I look like that. Like, I don't care like if I am a twink or whatever. It's all about like the precedence of like, I don't want to say things to bring other people down. And I'd like to think like, at least I've never called somebody like to their face. But like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I have never said that like to someone being like, you're being a whatever. Yeah. Because I don't think that that's right. Have I said like somebody's behavior has been like that? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think I'm trying to like be more cognizant of that. And I understand that people use it in like to be like, oh, she served, you know? And that's cute. But I'm also like, I don't know. I think we need to like completely just like reset on some of this.
I think also the term like, people saying like reclaiming a word, I think a lot of times, especially when it's like a word like that, like the F slur, maybe just start off with just doing that to yourself, not to like someone else.
You know what I mean? You should be in the mirror and you should be like,
no, but you know what I mean? Like, isn't that what
Nicole's like, no more affirmations in the mirror?
Isn't that what it said in Black Swan? Like, she's like looking in the mirror. Yeah. No, it's just like, I just don't think that everyone's like comfortable with it, so don't go around like calling other people that. Like, I think if
I would agree,
especially strangers online,
because if you want to use it like self-deprecating humor or whatever, sure, go for
it. But at the same time, you don't like, people don't know you like outside of this, and it's not even a word that I even call you, you know what I mean? Like, someone who is your best friend, like, it's not even words that like any of our friends are like,
no, not
saying to, you know what I mean? Like, that's not like a word that, or like,
and honestly, like, even when people use it jokingly, I, like, cringe a little bit. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like maybe we shouldn't be saying that, you know?
If you're not using it and the people closest to you aren't saying it, then why do random people on the internet who don't know you get to say
that?
I don't think that should be, like, I think people are getting too comfortable, mm-hmm. which is something I did bring up when I was, like, on Instagram Live the other night. Like, I went on, which I don't normally go on, and I went on, and immediately people just started, like, flooding the chat with, like, pregnant emojis and then saying stuff about, like, pregnancy. I don't even remember exactly what it was, but there was so many. It was multiple different people. And I just said something along the lines of, I was like, you know, there are boundaries. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know you and you don't know me. Like there is, like, a line, like, yes, I feel comfortable enough to talk about it. I just started feeling comfortable. Like, I'm still not 100% there yet, and I probably never will be. But I just started feeling comfortable to make jokes about it because it helps me with it.
Yeah.
And I just started feeling comfortable because I struggled with it for how many years, and then I, like, never brought it up online. And I just started to feel comfortable to make jokes about it or to talk about it lightly about how, like, it affects my OCD and how it's, like, so bad. But people sending me, like, someone emailed me, like, an ad. Like, they were like, I was watching one of your videos, and like, what a huge coincidence that the ad for it is like about pregnancy and stuff, and like, email that to my business email, or like, DMing me like pregnancy content. It's like, I can joke about that and I can make stuff, but like, at the end of the day, I still have OCD, and I still have, like, that is a boundary. Like, my friends around me know to not even do that. Like, you don't even like,
no.
Do that. Like, right. My friends do not.
There has never been a joke around Nicole in our friend group. Like, oh my god, like, are you pregnant?
Yeah, never.
Like, nobody has nobody ever does
that.
That.
Because that's... everyone knows that that would be so evil and fucked up.
Exactly.
But people online, because the lines are blurred of, like, well, if that person's making a joke. Like, Brittany Broski talked about it, like, years ago. I remember she had a podcast, like, with TikTok. And she, I think it was called, like, For You Page or something, but she had a thing about how, like, she was able to joke about her forehead, and she like made mm-hmm. jokes about it and stuff. But then people start telling her like, you have a huge forehead, or you have a receding hairline, or, yeah. joke, or jokes and comments like that. It's like, I can make comments and jokes like that, but coming from a stranger, that's crossing a line, and I don't even know you, and you don't know me. Yeah. And like, that just feels weird and uncomfortable, and it's not a joke anymore when other people are doing it. I don't know. There's just like lines and boundaries.
I think people just don't know that like, twink, even in the gay community, is not like usually a positive thing.
Yeah.
There are people who are successfully reclaiming it by like being proud and like being like, I am a twink, and like, this is what I look like. But like, historically, it's not like you are like, especially for someone like me who's like pretty much like lanky and whatever, like there's obviously a range of people who are twinks, but like at the lower end of the attractiveness scale for gay men, it's sort of like you're kind of just like not being nice to somebody by calling them that, you know?
Would you say it's mostly girls doing that?
Calling me a twink?
Yeah.
I would say gay men mostly. Uh-huh. Online, yeah. But like, yeah. I mean, you have to consider like the audience. Like that's like it's kind of like a skewed scale when most of your audience is women.
Yeah.
I will say I have like gay men who follow me who like are just followers because of this podcast and mm-hmm. like because of, you know, our existence together, who have never said anything like that to me. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of like all my stuff and like, it's nice. Yeah. And like, I see you. I just think like people don't, I think girls sometimes just don't know exactly like what that means and like the connotation of it. And it's not necessarily like a completely bad thing all the time, but it's definitely not something that like people outside of the community should be saying. And I think people have been pushing back against that. And I've like thought about making like a video about it, like on TikTok or if anything. And I'm just like, the moment you start saying shit like that, then people are like come to you with like threefold.
Well, I think like, it's also like,
you are.
I think it's the idea of like a lot of girls also thinking like, well, I'm an ally, like I'm not trying to be negative about this, but at the same time like suddenly using the F slur and like calling others that, because I do see that like
I think the F slur has gotten incredibly popular to say recently.
And so
like people were really okay with the kid I told you about, Gumball. Like people were really okay with him saying that. And I'm like, I don't know what his sexuality is. Regardless, he said it incredibly violent toward Dream. This is like literally the dumbest set of words I've ever said in my life. Gumball said whatever. like I'm like talking very seriously about this, but like he said it so violently, I'm like, I actually don't give a shit who you are. Like, to use it like that is detrimental to queer people.
Should I retract my statement about the girl with the tail now?
What, that she's ugly?
No, I said she's beautiful. I like my tail girl story. It's true. It's honest. It's real.
Wait, you didn't say anything bad. She just has the tail. You literally doxed her tail.
She
got it removed?
Yeah.
It was at the end of your story?
It was starting to get painful for her. It was bleeding sometimes.
That was the end of the story?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I remember that?
Probably because it's like the most like disappointing part. Like, like an angel lost its wings. Every time a bell rings, a little sweet baby angel girl gets her tail.
Gets her tail?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
I hope my kids have tails. Oh my god, my kid does have a tail. So do yours.
We should call each other, like, one slur to, like, end it off with.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? You're up. Cut. Perfect.
Beautiful.
Oh, you didn't want to say one to me?
Oh,
Papa. Papa.
Bye. Bye. Have a good one.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Ciao. I don't know.
See you later.
Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Later.